What's up, y'all? Let's get to this music right away.
brother. Check it. Yo, 2 in the morning, sitting in the room. Called you up because I want to zoom, zoom in the pool, pool. Girl, don't front. Tell me what you want. Grab my cheeks and I grab my blunt. Do me on the corner, baby, just you. Cut your crew because you know how we do. On the download, you won't forget. Not the case, check, but still get your rest. See, I keep it real, it's a full course meal. A pie with dessert, honey, wear that shirt. And me and you tear the roof off the mother. Never had a lover till you had a spot.
sounds of the Barcaze. Move Your Boogie Body. Hey, you know what? When I was young and that was out, man, I was popping and locking and doing my thing. And, man, you know, back then we had some morals. We had some substance. We had some structure. We had a whole bunch of obedience. Yeah. And those that wasn't, we knew who they was. Here today, I don't know who's who, you know? I mean, it can go all the way to the top. We can talk about, hey, pimps ain't pimps no more. They smoking dope and selling dope. They ain't even a straight pimp no more. The hoes ain't hoes no more. They robbing banks. And the dope man ain't the dope man no more. He's sniffing powder, taking pills. It's all confused. You used to know who was who back in the day. Now, today, I don't know who's who. I mean, there's so many people out here faking the funk, man. I know when they look at themselves in the mirror, man, they look at themselves and say, damn, gotta go out here again. You know what I mean? Because, man, they faking themselves, man. If you can't be real with yourself, people, let me tell you this. If you can't get what you need in life by being you and being the true you, then, man, you need some help. And I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, the question is, who is raising these babies out here? Because yesterday I ran into some kids. Today I ran into some kids. You know, I'm trying to get these kids to come on in and let me talk to them like a friend. You know what I mean? One kid say, where you from? I'm like, huh? Say, yeah, where you from? I said, well, I'm from Oak Park. Man, oh, we don't mess with no Oak Park Nichols. We don't mess with no Oak Park this, that. And they was talking about Mozzie and Filthy Rich or Filthy Phil or Filthy somebody arguing and texting and sending videos and making songs, dissing each other. And so that right there let me know that the music is raising these people. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you, the TV and the music is raising y'all's babies. And you're giving them old phones and them old iPads and them little rigamajigs, and you're telling them to go sit down and so you can do your thing, and you letting them learn everything off the YouTube. Everything on the YouTube ain't good for them, man. Let me tell you that first off. Second off, this music, man, I like rap. I like rap. I like to entertain myself sometimes because, you know, I'm from the streets. And, you know, I ain't got that far from the streets, but I know the streets, and I like to hear a little of this and a little of that, but not every day, all day. You can believe that. I don't want to hear about my brother knocking down another brother. No, I don't want to hear about that, especially if they come to and some of them be faking the funk, but there's some real hitters out here, and I would hate for somebody that you know, I ain't say me, get knocked down, huh, in front of you. As an innocent bystander, God dog it. I'm going to keep going with this music. I'm going to answer the phone line. See it lighting up right now, but I just wanted to lay that out there. Now, tonight's topic is who's raising these kids? Because, man, there's some disrespectful kids out here, man. I'm not, man, let me tell you. I ain't even going to talk about them 17, 18-year-olds that told me because I'm from Oak Park, they ain't going to listen to me, and they don't give a damn what I'm about to say, right? I'm going to talk about the 11 and 12-year-old I caught trying to jump on the Fruit Ridge Elementary roof today and how they talked to me until I walked all the way up on them. Yes, I did. I wasn't going to keep hollering from across the yard. I'm coming up in your face. And what I did is introduce myself. I said, hey, brother, my name is Mr. Tim, and I asked you not to get on that roof. Now, because you asked me who is you and what you do and all that, That don't bother me. That bothers them other people. But I'm going to tell you, out of love, don't get your butt up on that roof. Do you understand what I'm saying? And at first, the biggest one said no. But the other one said, yes, sir, because he felt it. Then as I continued to talk over at the Fruit Ridge Elementary, I got both of them to tell me their name, what grade they in, how they doing in school, and had a conversation with them. See, that's all they want is a real conversation. See, I'm not scared of them. No, I ain't scared, and you shouldn't be either. But we act like we is. And you know how we act like we scared of them? Well, we don't talk to them. Just some wise words from one gun. I'm going to try to get you and hit you at the same old time. Let's get this love out here, y'all.
From the projects to them Ben houses, from polyester to them pretty Fendi print blouses, who sent flowers? Soon after that disaster with the twin towers, no regrets, my respects to the 10th power. Love's involved with bubbles and it's us dissolve, and no mirage is left visible to cover the scars. Truth is real, we hope to never lose the thrill, so for now let's just cruise and chill. Put your seatbelt on.
Baby, you're my love, my everything. You are my soul, the only thing that can make me feel the way I do. Like I ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got a care in the world, cause I know I'm your man, you're my girl. They can say what they wanna say, cause I know it ain't gonna change a thing. Oh, no question, baby, no doubt.
Up a chrome revolver. My cologne is like a no massager. Not nabby, but spoken for, so don't bother. I see you looking for who was this since you booking. Love cooking with an aura that could keep you cushioned. Call her my queen, plus she do all them things in between. My only beef is the shower, cause she swears she could sing and can't hit a note. Lessons learned, we all live to cope, and in return, two souls connect and give they oath. Curse of gift is global, but it's worth the trip. Cause believe I'll be the first to flip.
Can I get my brothers a hell of say I know them? Through the storm and the rain, through sickness and pain, every day of my life, to the day I die, no matter what it is, no matter where we go, all the whole world will know. Oh, your love, keep on flowing, keep on holding.
Yeah, that's all our babies is needing, some love, man. You know, and I'm going to love you, you know. I'm not here to hate. That's what I'm not here to do. Or play you out of nothing, because it all going to come back to you. You feel me? Anyway, it's the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man, and I'm a little burnt today. And, you know, I had a class today, man. I don't know if y'all looked at the live feed. I had to put it on. Normally, I don't put them on live feed like that, but today, after I went through all that with these other kids, my kids was talking about the school like it didn't exist. Man, they talked about how the teachers, there's no black teachers. So I need all you listeners, if you want to help our kids, why don't you go back to school and learn how to be a teacher, be an educator, pass the knowledge to our kids, man. We want them to learn. But it seems like it's boring to them. And so You know, I was looking at some of the videos, and I showed him some videos, too, of a brother that was in the Army. He got out the Army and decided to be an educator, and he made learning fun. You know, he high-fived his kids when they come in the dough. He high-fived them when they go out. And in the process of them being in his classroom, he'd rap about some things. He'd snap about some things. And the kids found it interesting. And even the worst of the worst end up falling in line, man. And so what I would like for y'all to do, man, is, you know, start building the next educator in your house, you know. A lot of kids are just bored with school, man. There's so much going on at school negatively that the lesson is boring. So when Johnny Capone Michael or Shondell hits Susie, that seems to get their interest. Or, you know, whatever else may be going on, smoking weed, vaping, all that's going on at school, man. A lot of y'all act like it ain't, but it is. And we got to catch our babies now because, you know, we're in the fourth quarter, man. And if it don't change soon, I don't think it's going to change. And I just hate to say that because I'm out here for a change. I work every day at a change. And so I'd hate to tell y'all because when I feel like that, I know what I see because I'm in the streets. I'm in the schools. Today I had to go to school, PS7, man, where two of my students, not one, but two of my students was in the dean's office. And they wasn't in there getting no award. You hear me? And it was, man, it was upsetting to me, man. Like I said, I had a frustrating day today, and I was wondering, am I doing enough? You know, am I doing enough? You know, what more can I do, and who do I need to help me do this? Because it's just not me that need to help these babies. It's a village y'all keep hollering about. Where they at? It's time to step out. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. Take your head out your uh-oh, because I've been cussing lately. My woman got mad at me. Not my woman. My wife got mad at me. She said, baby. I said, yeah, baby. She said, you know, all the time I've been knowing you and been with you, you've been a kind guy. And you ain't cussing around kids and all that, and you tell everybody else stop cussing. And here you is. I don't know what thing got into you. I said, ooh, baby. I think the boogie woogie done got into me. So I want to apologize to everybody, man, especially her. You know, that's my number one. And, I'm just looking at all this that's going on, man. Sometimes it pierces your spirit. And see, when you get deep in it like I'm in it, I'm deep. And sometimes that thing just, you know. So y'all pray for me as I pray for you. We'll keep this thing moving. I'm going to answer the phone lines in a minute, but I'm going to talk to y'all like I've been doing, see what you're talking about.
Turning my heart burning from nothing. Thank you. Shake your pants right here on the Wise Words One Gone Show. Got to give a shout out to my peoples, Pearl Johnson, also Sean Rayford. Rayford and them over there at the studio rehearsal for this Sunday's concert with Lord Tony and the Full Beat. Also with William Minifield, Miss Cleo Cortell, Miss Mouthpiece. Also, the funny man, Michael Calvin Jr. It's going down in the town over at the Fruit Ridge Community Collaborative. And that's going to be at 4625 44th Street, 95822 or 20. Hey, so giving a shout out to Dana Maisha, Cherie Thornton Wilson, Larry Johnson, Miss Mary Nance, Tommy Thomas, Ian J. Knighton, my cousin Aldrich Tiger McCastle, David Carney, working hard in the community, Miss Jamaica Carney, also Chef John Stewart, Michelle Stratton, Sequette Clark, Yolanda Connerly, Eric Connerly, Miss Brenda Winfrey, Zachary Smith, Daryl Roberts, Bahari Dansby, Albert Ray, Big Bobo. That'll do it. One love to all y'all out there, man. So I'm going to go to the phone line to a friend of mine. I got a couple people I was talking too long and doing too much, and they kind of like, you know, don't want to say nothing now. So I'm going to talk to my little brother. Little brother, what's up?
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
John.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see you're handling business, so I'm going to let you go and handle business and I'll come
no,
back
no, no.
to you.
No, 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 go ahead. I'm ready for you right now, brother.
Okay. So, you know, we was talking about how we was raised in the day, you know, me and one of my friends on the other side of this line. And he was talking about, you know, when we got in trouble, we got a whooping where we got in trouble at and all the way home. And I don't know if you was raised like that, but I was. And everybody on our block knew everybody. Even the white folks and the Chinese folks knew you. Now, they might not have whooped you, but they was going to put their two cents in on what they saw and what was going on, and they wasn't scared to come tell your parents. See, now, we got these parents that's scared to talk to parents about these children because people be saying, well, don't say nothing to my child, or you better not say nothing to my child. And so with that being said, if you can't say nothing to them or about them, can you help me on that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the thing about it is it starts at home. You got to sit back and look at yourself. How do you want your child to be? If you weren't raised in that way, like I tell people when I was younger, I tell the story, I tell people it was a fire. I'm not being be funny. My dad's car caught on fire. My neighbor came down the hill because I'm from the Bay Area. I'm a Richmond, California kid. Came down, her name Miss Dolores, and she came down the hill. Said, "Get out that car." I said, "I ain't getting out that car." My sister got out the car. Her Miss Dolores, she older than me. Remember my sister 3 years apart. I sit in the car. I said, "Dad, don't get out the car." She said, "If you don't get out the car, I'm gonna whoop you." You know what I did? I got out the car. But I tell you, the thing about it is, you sit back and you look at who's with you and who's that. It takes a village to raise your kid. You can't go ahead and just have some, you know, one person get your kid to the potential. It takes multiple people, because the thing about it is, in scenarios in life, it takes somebody to touch your kid. So if you go ahead, you have never, every person is going to be different. There's some people that's going to be, you know, and it's sad to say, some people that's going to be robbers, stealers, whatever it is. It may take a person that's been a robber to get your kid to hit a different potential in life. They may see them going down the wrong path, and they take them and say, "Hey, hold on, youngster. Let me talk to you." So if you don't have that person that's around them that can relate to them, that they can see and say, "I want to be like that person," because they can go ahead. You can have the best parents in the world, and you can, and if that person can't get you, you know, to kind of take something from you, you know, to say, "Okay, this is what you need to do," and you don't visualize it and see it, say, no, I don't want to be that. You know, you may be a person that's with the game and understand the game, think you know the game until you get in that real game, got this in real time, and you understand hustle. You may take that hustle that's around you because you got a mom and daddy that's working and struggling, saying, "Oh no, no, I like the way he's living." It may take him and say, "No, don't live like me. Live better than me." You know, and you sometimes as a parent you got to fall back and see what do you want your kid to have. Do you want them to have success or failure? A success is only built off a village, you know. But you also do got to watch who you let your kids around, who you let people around, because everybody wants to be a part of victory. Nobody wants to be a part of failure. So if your kid's failing, a lot of people don't want to help you. So take the people that are taking the time with that failing kid and want to help that failing kid get somewhere and see what they can do. You know, like I said earlier, I had an aunt that been a teacher, you know, over 30 years, but she been getting paid for teaching for 30 years. And she's at Bowling Green Elementary. She don't know where she's going to be in the next couple months. They're closing up her department. There's autistic kids and kids with wheelchairs. She's seen the potential in things that I had. You know, she helped me and molded me. I had great parents. I won't say my parents were not great. I love my parents to this day. They molded me to be where I could be, you know, whether it be my mom and dad and also my step-parent, you know, and everything else. But people, you have to gravitate your child to people that can understand them and get them to where they need to be in life. Because, you know, you can do it all. Everybody wants to be the superhero parent, but sometimes it takes somebody else to get you to really be the superhero.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, man. So look, I know what you're saying, and I feel you. And we need more big mamas, not little mamas, around here, I think. For your aunt that's been, and for your aunt that's been teaching handicapped children, and others, I want to send a special prayer out that they don't release her. That if they do, she be picked up where she needed, because she's needed. There's a job for her anywhere out here. A black teacher, they need her everywhere. These kids is telling me in our circle how they're not relating to these teachers, like, you know, and it's not getting across what they need. And so, wow, man, I thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry for going on so long, but I thank you too. You know, I love what you do, and you know, it's you got to stick together to get these kids where they need to be in life.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm with you for a long way, not the short way. You know.
Hey, I like that. The long way, not the short way.
Street dreams made of these 100 bands and SUVs. same old G. I'm just a quiet what makes the hood happy. Dubs that keep spinning. With jacuzzis chilling. Love's good but what we call living. Thugs for life. That's what we're streaming.
Made of these.
Made of these.
And
that's why.
My sister, she raised us the right way. She took care of us. She ain't put bring no strange men in the house. You know what I'm saying? We knew their names. She introduced them. This is your Uncle Larry. I said, you know, I'd be like, I thought you only had three brothers. Shut up. This is your Uncle Larry.
Well, all right, you squares. Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah, that's Steve Arrington, weak at the knees. I'm so weak at the knees, I'm going to get off this thing a little early tonight, man. I'm still trying to debrief from what I've heard. I just looked at a few of my videos from the class, and it just got me feeling that I need to go and sit with my wife and love on her and let this topic go, because ain't nobody calling in with no wise words for one girl. I'm going to get up out of here. One love, and I'll talk to y'all more sooner than later. Peace.